All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Howdy there, folks.
Howdy.
Dave, why are you so breathy?
Huh?
Why are you so breathy?
Because I'm the last 10, and someone just shot near me.
In Battle Royale?
Yeah, single solos.
Oh, I'll be quiet.
La 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 la.
All right, Mark. Someone just shot a blaze right by me.
Is it too risky to share your screen?
No.
Pow, he gets shot in the head.
Oh, fucking, you made me jump, you dickhead.
Pow, running a kisser.
No!
I unloaded on him.
You hit him so much.
Are we both uncon? No way!
You... Oh, fuck.
Fucking hell.
Second place is good. It's good. But it's not good enough.
Oh, damn. I hit him about 90 times.
What, in a 30-round match? Oh, dude. Well, GG.
Mate. Oh, that is worse than fuck.
Worse than fuck. Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly how it... Oh, God, I hit him around 90 times. Do you see how I thought I'd zip up him and get him in the head?
Yeah. They've changed all the recoil now. That's what it is.
Oh, not even that. It's just leaning, isn't he? Fucking try hard bastard.
Fucking stop dropping C-bombs. Trying to record some of this to go in the fucking beginning of the episode. Now I'm going to have to bleep all the swears.
That's shocking.
We got a couple of wins the other day, Defcon, on Vigrid.
What he was saying.
Our first game was a win, and then our second game we lost like almost straight away, and our third game was a win, wasn't it?
Yeah, third game was a win, and then we won with Wes.
Did we?
Yeah, remember, it was just us three and other squad.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. So we had three wins the other day. It was great.
Yeah.
Felt like champions, because we were, really. We had champion chicken dinner. Yeah.
We had like loads of chickens, like literally.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Because. And I managed to drop a indecisive joke.
When?
Where you were streaming, I was like, I don't know if I'm indecisive or not.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm hoping we can get this episode recorded in quick enough time, I might jump back onto some, what are we calling it?
Battle Royale.
Yep, Battle Royale. And maybe stream it because I want to test out brand new settings. I think I've nailed it. You up for that, Defcon?
Maybe.
I love the enthusiasm.
He's indecisive as well.
It's work, man.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's Fallout 76.
That's silence. Silence.
Yeah.
But that game, I could just sit still.
Yeah, fair enough. You need to pay attention to... Maybe we'll get Wes back on.
Yeah, he's actually quite good, weren't he?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was fun.
The fuck does that mean?
Well, Dave? Hey, you take.
Well, we haven't been on with you, Con.
Yeah, they were. They're on with me when you were around.
Where were you? When the West Well.
When the Westfold fell.
Yeah, that's the one. The Night of Rohan.
Wicked. All right, should we jump out then try and get back in?
Yeah.
As soon as possible? All right, dude.
Yeah, see? Definitely. Do it, see?
I'll see you later, see?
See you in a bit, see?
Yeah, see?
No, I'm going to start again.
Where did you go?
So you obviously go straight to our Discord and then join the VC, like, and then you switch channel, right? I don't.
Yeah.
I leave and then I go to our channel and I find it and then I join because I'm a fucking idiot.
What can I say?
Well, at least someone said it. How's your day? How's your week?
Oh.
Welcome back to Astro Headset Mike Land.
Yeah, welcome back. Yeah, worked fucking hard. It's back doing crap job.
Yeah.
Well, what about you?
You're back in your own bed again.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing or not. At least I've got the Astro headset on. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. What are you saying?
You think you're better than me?
You think your Astros are better than mine?
I have Astros, baby. I haven't even got gaming headset.
No, you don't, do you? You have a mic and a headset.
Yeah, my week's been all right. What day is it today? Tuesday. Oh, shit. Maybe it hasn't been all right because I definitely feel like it's been a longer week than Tuesday.
Yeah, I feel like it's like a, this is a Wednesday night. I've actually got 2 days to push, but no, I got three. Fuck.
So a lot's happened since we last recorded, I guess.
Yes, a lot has happened.
For instance, I think the day after we recorded the last episode, Daisy did a live stream to showcase 1.25. Now, whilst we have taken an oath not to do a podcast after an announcement of an update and only do an episode when they actually release said update, because we end up fucking spewing bullshit that ends up turning out to be completely wrong.
Yeah.
We kind of got a theme from that update announcement for this episode, haven't we, Dave?
We did.
Cool. And before we get into that, do you want to plug in Baby?
Sweet, yeah. If you get a jack, then you can plug me into the Marshall. You say that, I saw a cool little thing with a keys that has like a Marshall like head, and then they like people's keys are on the jack and you put them in the
I've seen that as well. That is pretty cool, to be fair. I like that.
But obviously when you put the jack in, it goes, you can catch Friendly Daisy podcast on these nuts, you know, all the podcast formats like Apple Music, Amazon Music, sure. Spotify is our main one. We love our Spotify. Give us a flick on Podbean, the full works, all that sort of lovely pocket wanks, the whole fucking Keen thing.
I got an update.
Oh, what?
I was meant to bring up ages ago, to be honest.
Okay.
Google Podcasts. Hell. Google Podcasts. What the fuck am I saying? Google Podcasts.
Well pronounced.
Thank you very much. It's no longer a thing.
Oh, they folded.
It's gone. It's typical Google. They introduce something, let you have it for a little while. Do you remember that social media platform that they had? I can't even remember what it was called.
Well, Google had a social media platform.
Do you not remember? It was called like G+ or something like that.
I don't think I ever touched it, but I'll still keep my MySpace up to date. Bebo was the one.
Bebo, fucking hell.
And then I used to find all my friends on Habbo Hotel.
I remember Habbo Hotel, man. That was the first game I ever got to play where Alt F4 was a thing. Alt F4 for 3,000 coins or whatever. And you just see people all around you like disappearing.
And the other one was Pen Island. That was a good one.
That was not a good one. The good one was... what was it called? Hang on. There was Blue Waffle.
Yes.
What was that? Lemon Party.
Lemon Party.
Do you remember Lemon Party? Guys, don't Google these on your work or school PCs, okay?
Yeah, don't.
Get your friends to do it. Don't blame us.
And F11.
Yeah, F11. Right, yeah, so Google Podcasts no longer a thing, but I guess you guys know that if you listen to us on Google Podcasts. I think every month, or every episode, sorry, we're getting about 50 plays through Google Podcasts, so not very many. But, I mean, I guess that means 50-odd people listened via there. And you guys have moved on to something else, hopefully, if you're still here.
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, the natural transition for you guys would be to go to Spotify.
Well, YouTube Music have now tried to, like, soak up podcasts. However, I don't know whether it's free or not, or I haven't looked into it too much because, you know, I'm not a professional podcaster, so I don't need to know these things.
Yeah, unprofessional.
That's right.
Unprofessional, that's how.
So we do have merch as well. You can find all our links on our Twitter, in our Discord, Linktree, it's everywhere, and that way you guys get something back too. That's the way I feel about it. I'd rather buy merch than do anything else if I was going to. I like a bit of merch, don't you, Dave?
Oh, I've been saying I'm going to buy some merch. It's just I've never got round to it, but I will do next month.
I reckon it's been over a year since we've had merch, and you got nodding.
Yeah, the fam saying goes.
I've got a t-shirt, I've got a jumper, I've got a hat, I've got a mug.
You've not got a hat.
I have got a hat. Oh yeah, you wanted a hat, didn't you?
Yeah, oh, I need to do that.
Get fucked, boy! I've got those shit. I got it all. And you got Norton. So I do need to make another Just the Tip t-shirt though, because at the moment The current t-shirt covers episodes 1 to 30.
Okay.
So we're actually on our third t-shirt's worth of tips. Because 31 to 70, no, fucking hell, to 60.
Yeah.
And then 61 to, well,
64.
Why is that funny?
I don't know, because it's 64 Zoo Lane.
For fuck's sake. Let's get this episode started. Probably a shit intro. Lasted ages. Talked about nothing. As per usual, what's new? Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Welcome back, you lovely ladies and freaks.
Lady.
That was a bit, I don't know where that come from. I'm sorry.
No, I'd like to do a quick shout out before we crack on with the rest of the episode. I'd like to shout out to, nobody, because I'm not allowed.
My chiropractor. No, go on.
I'd like to, my family, thank you. A big shout out to Oysted and Delta Gaming for carrying me through a couple of Battle Royale games on the weekend. Andy, we played some Battle Royale at the weekend, didn't we?
Yeah, we've spoken about it already.
I'm just saying, we played some good Battle Royale. We played some Tic Tacs very well. We played the Tic Tacs great.
Yeah, I think, honestly, that Battle Royale, those VidGrid servers, I think are the best representation of DayZ in a practice environment. So a lot of people play like V++ or deathmatch servers to get good at the aim and all that kind. The thing that I don't like about that is it's too fast-paced. You don't have any tracking element, that kind of stuff.
That's so unnatural as
well.
Yeah, that's
it. Very unnatural. Very unnatural. Whereas this, Now, my only downside to it is that if you go out early, you can't get back into another server very quickly because you have to wait for them to like empty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like PUBG where you can just connect to another server or anything like that.
Yeah, it's not like multiple servers. But it does make it worth the wait. It's worth the wait in the lobby and seeing all the people do the standard PUBG, I'm a snake, and all that sort of shit. You know, like people with their profanities. I like to drag like one person off to one side and whisper in their ear, I'm going to kill you first.
Dude, did you see what happened to me?
No.
Was I playing? No, I was playing with you. We played duos. It was our last game, I think. We spawned in at Zeleno. Right? Do you remember spawning in at Zeleno?
Oh, yeah, did you?
I found the org. You died. I killed the guy that killed you. I ran back to the trains because someone else took a shot at me. And then I got knocked uncon. I saw this guy. I shot at him first and then he knocked me uncon like stupidly quick. And then somehow, right? I don't understand how this happened, but he let me wake up and he said, I told you, Andy, I would kill you first, right? But thinking about it now, because he told me in the lobby he was going to kill me first because I was like just saying shit to him in the lobby. And
how would he know your name?
That's what I'm a little bit worried about now.
Someone must have found you on YouTube.
I don't think I was streaming it.
You were. No, not that one.
No, I don't think I was streaming that one, dude.
Oh.
Maybe he's hacking.
That's weird.
Ooh.
Dude. That's weird because you weren't streaming. You stopped it, didn't you, after we finished with Wes?
Yeah, because he unconned me. And he let me get up and he said, I told you, Andy, I was going to kill you first. I was like, well, you didn't kill me first, did you? I killed your friend.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I can't remember what he said. He was like, come with me, and then shot me.
Yeah, it was weird.
I can't remember his name. His name was like Manny or Manu or something.
Oh, yeah.
Manu,
yeah.
Manu.
Manu, Manu.
Can I have a shout out now?
Oh, you can have a shout out.
I'm going to have a really quick shout out. Shout out to the Karma Crew for introducing Karma Crew servers to console. When was that going live? Do you remember?
No, soon though, because I remember Receiver Mans was he's all about it.
Oh my god.
What?
I've just seen some new news.
New news?
I've just seen some new news. Oh no, I'm on the wrong part of the internet.
Oh shit.
I think Livonia has just been right. I've gone onto Twitter. I've gone to see when Karma Crew posted their thing. Basically, I'm going to skip over this rat really quickly now because Karma Crew have announced that they're releasing a Karma Crew trainer, a server on console. Going to have loads of custom bits, loads of bits that they've got on PC for console in its own console way. I think that's fucking brilliant.
That's very good, man. It, you know, Karma Crew is one of the one of the servers that holds the biggest weight. You know, they do some really good, you know, I always forget what it's called. Sign of Living. What is that?
Quality of Life.
Quality of Life. Quality of Life. Better quality of life. You know, the Uncon is better. There's some people that just play on the Karma Crew servers because they just feel, you know, this is so much better. The Uncon situation has been rectified in that area.
Yeah, hopefully they can make those like similar changes on PC, on console as well, because, yeah, really, the quality of life on it is where that where those servers stand out, you know?
Yeah.
So on to the new news that I just I've just come across. Livonia is being merged into the base game. So if you have DayZ but not Livonia, when 1.25 releases, you will then have Livonia.
So they'll have a free DLC basically.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
That's sick, which, isn't it?
Which, read into it what you will, I believe, and this is what I firmly believe, is that they are going to make another DLC.
Well, they've got it. There's room now, right?
And they need the money for the next DayZ 2, don't they?
Yeah. We can speculate hashtag, all we like. However, we'll always be wrong. Hashtag just say. But that's sick. So if you don't have Livonia and you're thinking about buying it in the next couple of weeks, hold on to your money because Bohemia are giving it to you for free. I think that's brilliant. I hope I'm reading that right. It looks like I'm reading it right. Okay. Congratulations.
GG. But that brings us on to the episode. Today was dropped on DayZ Experimental, the new 1.25, with the SV98, which is a sniper that takes Mosin rounds. It looks good. You know, it's got integrated buckstock and pistol grip. It just looks really good. So this made me believe, like, actually, snipers on the game. Let's talk about the sniping and sniping weapons in the game, Andy. And
I was going to say, I don't think we can actually talk much about sniping because we don't have like the best expertise now. I think that topic is probably best left to an actual pro, not us. However, we can talk about the weapons themselves.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good place to start. So, yes, talk to me about the SV98. Now, when I first saw the image of it, I thought it looked like one of those like sport rifles that you see in the Olympics.
Oh, like the biathlon or the...
Yeah. Because off the top of my head, if you told me SV98, I really wouldn't know what that looked like. I don't really have a concept idea of how that looks, you know? You tell me Mosin, I know what a Mosin looks like. You tell me Barrett 50 cal, I know what that looks like. Do you know what I mean? But an SV98, I don't really know that one. I know off the gun, of course, I just couldn't tell you what it looks like. If you asked me to draw it, I'd just draw a generic sniper. But it's quite distinctive, isn't it? It's quite a distinctive design.
It is. It's been a mod in the DayZ PC community for quite some time now. It's been on Karma Crew server probably for about 3 years. I remember at one point they used to have a Shaytac. They got rid of the Shaytac intervention and they made the SV98 like the gun that everyone sought after. And it was before the base game had like the DMR. It was before they had the DMR. So basically you had to get to the radar dish and that was the only place that spawned it. So it made a choke point for people and people were trying to get there and it made for very good PvP, people hunting for that unique rifle. I think it's a lovely looking rifle. The way it's like integrated, you know, in the barrel, it's just a nice camo style gun. Do you know what I mean? It just looks nice.
So on Karma Crew servers, that's where it's all like radiated, gas zoned there as well, isn't it?
It was a radiated there before gas zone was a thing. Then it become a gas. Then the gas zone was the more.
Oh, I remember that back in the day when Karma Crew had radiation. That was sick. I really like that.
But I did enjoy it, but I don't enjoy the gas.
But we're not here to talk about gas and your gas problems.
No, but what I like about the SV98 is the SV98 can have the ACOG scope, so which is one of my favourite scopes for sniping because it's a four times scope. You can't zoom in on it like the hunting scope that you can get on the 308 variants of snipers, but it's still a very good scope, and you can also fit on normal sniper scopes. Like, I think it does fit the hunting scope on it. No,
I don't know. What is it, a NATO weapon? Because When you say SV 98, that to me does not sound like a NATO weapon.
No,
it's really
obviously it, the ammunition it takes is Mosin rounds.
Yeah,
so
that's it.
It leads you to believe it is a Soviet style gun, but it can fit like Western sights on it as well as.
Just got a Picatinny on top.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know, I'm going to have a look at an image. Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah, it looks like it's got a
Picatinny. Yeah, it's got a rail. Yeah, it's got a Picatinny rail. Yeah, so you can fit on NATO style scopes, which is they're very good. Some of them NATO style scopes are, in my opinion, a lot better than the Soviet era ones. Like we're talking about snipers. So then obviously this SV-98 is brand new, but we have the OG sniper rifle, Andy, that everyone goes to, that you even refer to it as that ammo type the SV-98 takes, is the Mosin.
Yeah, Mosin is probably the, well, if you're looking at all of the vanilla rifles as a sniper, it's definitely up there. I would struggle to pick between a Mosin and a Blaze, I think.
Blaze?
Yeah.
Are you a Blaze man?
Yeah. I love the Blaze.
Imagine a pie chart, right? And it cut into thirds. I remember when the base game was Blaze, Winchester, Mosin. Imagine three of them in, like, the people would flock to their part of the pie. Do you know what I mean? On the pie chart.
Yeah.
Like, people would, that's the split. Obviously, since then, we've had the DMR added. Do you know, we've had the Savannah. I believe that's the only two. Oh, and then you've obviously got the SVD.
Wait, I think I've at least one more. Two more.
Snipers.
Yep.
That are base game. Okay.
The Scout.
Oh, you motherfucker. They're like terrible.
And the other one.
I actually enjoy the SSG.
There we go. The SSG.
I actually enjoy the SSG.
Yeah.
Like, I really wish, you know, like when we talk about the base game, we mainly talk about like the loot progression on Chinaris is the way. So I really would like more Scouts and SSGs to spawn coastal, like obviously what tier is that? Like tier one. Tier one and two. And then tier three and four, you can find yourself a better sniper, you know, like a Mosin, Winchester, Savannah, Blaze. And then you work your way up to like the top tier, which is like DMR, SVD.
Yeah, so you got special then after that.
Quite clearly now, the SV-98 is going to be up there.
I don't think the SVD. Wait, hang on, wait. SV-98, is it a military rifle?
I believe so.
Okay.
Is this an out-and-out sniper? So, yeah. Like, I'm going to like describe it. You need a magazine. It comes with a 10-round magazine. Small little, like, dark one. It's not particularly big.
5-round, 10-round?
Reminds me of, say, like, I think it's 10-round, but it reminds me of, like, the Scout, the Pioneers
magazine,
where it's really small, has no profile out of the weapon. Yeah, it obviously takes Mosin rounds. So it packs a punch. I believe the velocity of the weapon, it makes it like the biggest killer. Like, I think it's probably the best one. The velocity of it gives it the highest hit damage.
But this is like a couple of patches in a row that they've given us. So I guess, you know, technically the DMR isn't a sniper rifle. Because it's a DMR.
Yeah, because it's a DMR. But it's predominantly used as a sniper rifle.
People put
you know, like Leopold scopes on it.
You could put the same fucking scopes on it. It makes it a sniper rifle, right? You put a sniper scope on a pistol. Does that make it a sniper rifle?
What, are you telling me my like handgun scope and longhorn's not a sniper?
God, to be fair, you can get some like dirty snipes with a longhorn.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know what you think. So, like, because with the sniper situation, I always think it's not particularly the rifle that makes the best sniper for you. It's the scope.
Oh, I don't necessarily agree. So I do very much agree if you're comparing like hunting scope versus PSO1, for instance, or something like that.
Yeah, if you go like so PSO1 is in line with an ACOG. So if you think which is the better out of them two?
ACOG.
So NATO wins, okay? NATO wins. But if you go for PU v hunting scope, which one do you pick?
Hunting scope.
You've gone NATO side, like Western over Eastern.
Well, it's got a higher zoom range.
Yeah, I like it. I like that one.
But the reason why I'm saying I don't think it lands with the scope for me. For me, it's the velocity of the round. I want the bullet to hit whatever the target is as quick as possible. So usually I'm sniping between 200 and 400 meters. That's my comfort range, right? And I want to, I want that bullet to get there as quick as possible. I feel like Bill, like the Mosin, might be a little slower than the Blaze, like 308 rounds. I might be completely wrong, but it's just the way I feel about it, and it gives me that like mental drive.
Yeah, technically, I think the 7.62 by 54 rounds are slightly slower than the 308.
I mean, I bet Wobo's got that, right?
Yeah, Wobo will have a sniper thing. And in fact, he's probably working on a video right now on his own experimental server with the SV98, in all fairness.
Yeah.
Like, guy, you know, as soon as, like we've said before in previous episodes, the guy is working hard now. Since they released the patch notes, he is working hard to debunk and to, add some weight to all of the like all the things in the patch notes, so he'll tell us where the SV98 sits. Is it the OG or is it just another run-of-the-mill sniper that in fact you're like, meh, I like it because it's bolt action. I mean, bolties for me very rarely go wrong,
and they just sound nice as well. Like, I love the sound of the Pioneer reload.
Oh, yeah. That is a really nice sounding thing. I remember when it was a scout before it was in the base game and it became Pioneer. But yeah, it just sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Just very tactile, you know? And like, I don't know. Yeah, almost you can feel it. Oh, dude, I'm having a look. Sorry, I'm just comparing the stats. Oh, hang on. Is this right? I'm not reading it right. I can't be reading it right. Oh, wait, 805. Oh! The Mosin is quicker than
what,
the Blaze.
Than the SV98? Oh, than the Blaze.
Yeah.
The round the Blaze, is quicker. Though.
Okay, what do you
Blaze
want to test
it against?
Blaze
has got a short barrel. If you do it between the Winnie, I'd say Mosin and Winnie.
Mosin and what are they? I'm just going to put Savannah in there. Oh, okay. Savannah is much faster than the Mosin.
It's all about the length of the barrel when it comes to technical snipers in IRL.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's just great that Daisy had done that.
Yeah.
M70.
It's good that it's called an M70. Should be faster than a Mosin.
Yep, much faster.
But, you know, if you're going really technical as well, like the Winchester, the Blaze, actually, probably not the Blaze. The Blaze is more like cowboy style, isn't it?
Yeah, break barrel. Yep.
So that's older than the Mosin, which is World War One, World War Two, and just after World War Two era, so pre-Cold War. Yeah, it does go into line. So technically, you know, with the Winchester, it's got better technology, longer barrel, and it's mad that Daisy have actually done that. Do you know what I mean? Rather than just give everything with 308 the blanket, you go at this speed, and everything that's 7.62. By 54 that speed. It's good that each rifle has its own velocity and, you know, bullet speed.
What do you reckon's quicker, the VSD?
Okay,
who calls it a VSD?
VSD is the non-copyrighted name for Daisy.
I know, but no one calls it VSD.
No.
Do they?
It's SVD.
It's the SVD. Oh, what is the other one? I said the other UMP.
Yeah, UMP.
Yeah, but the 1911 USG. Is like a thing, but it's not called a Colt, is it? It's just called 1911. Anyway, the SVD versus Mosin, what's quicker?
SVD.
It's quick. It's quiz time, baby. No. The SVD
what?
Is slower by nearly 50 milliseconds.
Oh. Or
50 meters per second.
Really? That's quite a difference considering an SVD is newer. It's a Dragunov. The SVD is a Dragunov, basically, isn't it?
It does less damage than the Mosin as well.
Well, yeah, I think it does less damage because of the a bolt action will do more damage because that rifle only has that shot to worry about rather than the recoil to get its chamber back in to load another round in.
But then also you've got like damage over time with the SVD because you can fire multiple shots really quickly. The rate of fire is a lot quicker on the SVD.
Just do a random one. Do a DMR v a Winchester.
Now, is that going to come under just rifle? No. Sniper rifle? It's under sniper rifle, the DMRs, on Wobo's site at least.
Wobo knows, man. Wobo knows.
Against what?
M70 Tundra, or the Winchester, what it's called in real life.
And what do you want to know?
Which is faster? I'm saying the Winchester is faster because obviously the DMR is the same problem as the SVD where it's got to worry about loading in the next bullet to the chamber.
You'd be wrong. The fucking DMR is like fucking 60 meters per sec, 65 meters per second faster than the Tundra. That's insane.
Oh, that's insane.
But so also, a pain in the fucking ass to learn all these snipers, like, to get consistent with them, right?
Yeah. Like, that's what I always say. A sniper is made by its scope in DayZ, me personally. I know you're saying...
No, I changed my mind. I agree with you now.
Okay, thank you.
I'm clearly wrong.
So I personally would much prefer a rifle with the hunting scope with the variable zoom where I can zoom in and out rather than the PU that's just the one set distance and it's, yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there are people that have made their trade on that PU scope because they're able to, like Taupe, they're able to flick shot with it. They're able to, they know the distance as soon as they go in rather than sometimes when you've used the hunting scope, you've zoomed in all the way and then someone's a little bit closer than you think and you can't get that one-off shot because you've literally zoomed in too far and it will take you too long to adjust. So that's where people have made their trade with that PU scope Mosin style bolt action.
I just like to be able to see what I'm shooting at. I don't know. It's just weird. I really like zooming in like as far as I if I could zoom in to like a single pixel on your nose so I could take the shot, that's what I'd like to do.
Yeah, I knew a army sniper, a very good friend of mine actually married one of my good friends.
Sisters.
And he, one of his sisters, no.
What?
No joking. He was a Coldstream guard. He was a sniper.
What's a Coldstream guard?
It's just another guard. In the army, you have Grenadier guards, Coldstream guards, Scottish, Welsh, and Irish guards.
I've never heard of Coldstream guards before.
Yeah, Coldstream guards. They were mainly in my... I think they were northern, but like... so because England is the biggest of the countries in the Union.
Yeah.
And obviously there's a massive divide between north and south, so they give us two guards regiments rather than having the English guards, you know, like we have the Irish guards, Welsh guards, Scots guards. We have the southerners are in the Grenadier guards and the northerners go Coldstream.
What about the right guard?
I mean, it's good for under your armpits but not pretty good on stag.
Right, I dropped it just story.
Right, yeah, so I was gonna say, we digress. But yeah, he said, and he's you, and this was before it was in any films. They used to say, aim small, miss small. So if you are aiming for the guy's button on his shirt, if you miss by a little bit, you still get center of mass. But if you say, oh, I'm aiming for the guy's body, you will miss the guy. If you just miss your target, you're missing the body. So technically, if you try and really focus in what you're shooting at, which is a small target, if you miss by a little bit, you still hit your actual target. But if you aim for something big, and just say, oh, I'm happy with the general area, you could miss the target you're going to hit, if you get what I'm saying.
At what point during that explanation did you realise that we could have used that for just the tip?
We can still circle back round.
I'm thinking, no, stop talking.
we could talk about it and then talk about it again. I mean, we're just double tapping. That's another tip.
There's another one. Fucking hell, shut up, Dave. Shut the fuck up.
Eat sweets. No, there's another one. No.
Fucking don't eat sweets. Jesus Christ. No, that's a really good, because I do that and I'm not a great sniper, but I aim for upper center mass, so I just want to get like neck to, I want to get rib cage, you know what I mean? That's where I'm aiming for. But really, I could dissect that again, couldn't I? And I could go, right, I want to get center rib cage. Right, I want to get upper center rib cage or the throat or something like that, and then start going for the head when you get a bit better and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, like there's one thing I think they do need to bring in into base game, and is bipods, I think.
Yeah, deployable bipods.
Deployable bipods in a prone position or
say
in...
Fucking hell, say that again.
Deployable bipods in a prone position. or... You know, it's going to be a hard thing to do with DayZ. We know how DayZ's like, but in a kneeling supported position with
like mounted.
Like mounted on like a windowsill, on a wall,
good,
on your
man.
Friend's back. Imagine that, you're a pair and I'm allowed to crouch in front of you and you get you use my shoulder.
Yeah.
When you shoot, you it's like a flashbang's gone off on you. Like your friend, so you can't see anything. Only your sniper can see something.
And you can't hear fuck all because there's an M79 going off in your eardrum.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
That would be so good.
The thing about that, though, is that lying prone at the moment has very, very little sway.
But
the recoil would be a massive game changer there.
Yeah.
A huge game changer. That would be great.
I remember when we first started, DayZ, and you barely had any sway when you were like standing.
Yeah.
Standing unsupported position, the normal standing position.
Oh, yeah, that was the best way to shoot, wasn't it?
You could laser someone. Like, remember when we used to be like Sonichi Factory fighting with the dupers on Xbox? And we would literally just stand in supported, no sway. Then I don't know what it was, like, 0.62. They literally started swaying hardcore. People, you couldn't hit a barn door with a fucking buckshot.
It was way after that because it didn't come to Xbox till 1.012 or something like that.
Yeah, I'm just like, that was on... No, honestly, it started off earlier than that. I swear down, I've been playing on like 0.62.
Okay.
I swear.
Okay.
Lord.
Swear on your mum's life.
That shit means fuck all to me. No,
fucking hell. I am fairly certain it didn't get released to Xbox until it had just gone past 1.0.
No, I think it came out early. DayZ.
You Googling
Xbox.
It?
Yeah, of course I am.
Oh.
What?
Well, I've got the answer.
It came out in 2013, and I just can't find out what patch that was.
Not on Xbox, it didn't.
It says DayZ Xbox release date. It's 16 December 2013.
No, that's a lie. I don't know what you've Googled, but that's not true.
Okay.
2018, December 2018, it entered early access on DayZ, on Xbox.
And it was 0.6 something, wasn't it?
It was 1.0.149918.
Oh.
Suck my balls! And then it came out of early access on 1.04.
Was that when we could actually eat the food and get past the Lena?
Yeah. So anyway, now we've got our distraction out of the way. What were we talking about?
Well, let's move on to the 308 rifles.
No, we were talking about something. What were we saying just before that?
Shooting. Was and stuff. But yeah, we haven't really stayed on topic to do with snipers, though.
No, you're very correct.
So let's just move on to the plethora of 308 rifles.
Go.
You've got the two original ones, obviously, the Blaze and the Winchester.
I don't think the Blaze wasn't always around. I think the Blaze... I just got a funny feeling.
Is the Blaze like the moon? It's around, but not always around.
DayZ Blaze rifle update. Oh, no, I might be very wrong. I'm very wrong.
Okay.
There we go. It's 1-0.
Highest one all.
It came out in 0.57, I think.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's
OG. Yeah, so, but obviously, this, like I said to that pie chart earlier, with the Mosin, the Blaze, and the Winchester, you're either in each camp. People, you know, beggars can't be choosers. You obviously take the first one that you find. But if you, Andy, had a choice out of the Blaze or the Winchester, what do you go for?
Now, I used to always go for the Blaze. That's a lie. I used to always go for the Tundra, and then I started... going always for the Blaze, but looking at those stats that I've just seen, I think I might be going back for the Tundra again.
I much prefer the Tundra because of the extra rounds it can take. It's just, I mean, me personally, it's just a better rifle, but then people love the double shot.
That is a game changer
because it could kill someone with a plate carrying helmet.
That is a game changer.
Yeah.
But now that they've changed that bullet projectile method though, haven't they? Where the bullets go slightly askew from each other.
Yeah. Which is also another level of craziness.
Yeah. Which,
if you think this game already fucks you over, yeah. It's done fucks you again.
Yeah. Mad. Okay. I'm going to start going Tundra again. What would you go for then?
Oh, I'm always a Tundra. I'm not a massive fan of the Blaze.
All right. What about Mosin and Tundra?
Tundra.
Mosin and Blaze.
Mosin.
Yeah.
I just don't like the Blaze.
Oh, as of today, or up till today, I was always Blaze over all three of those. Blaze was number one.
Yeah, like China.
And then it would be very rare if I had a fully stocked Mosin that I would swap it for a Tundra or a Blaze, because finding PU and the ammo and all that stuff, and you tend to not keep the ammo if you've already got another rifle, you know? Like, if I've got a Blaze or a Tundra and 308 and a hunting rifle, hunting scope, I'm not going to be picking up 7.62.54.
That's true. That's true.
So, yeah, it's difficult. It's a difficult decision because I've not really been in that situation very many times.
No, but then we're still in the 308 stage at the moment. And the one that I think's underrated, I still think the Savannah is massively underrated. Yes, it's the least powered out of all three of them, I believe.
I think. Shall I check? Will you make sweeping statements?
Yeah, double check before I make illegitimate statements.
Right, versus the M70.
The M70 is going to be better than that. It's just what it is.
They're literally the exact same stats, apart from things like reload speed, ammo capacity.
Okay, so it's obviously they're both better than the Blaze then.
Savannah has better durability by 50%.
So if the, you know, Savannah's got better durability by 50%. Like I said, I want to start using the Savannah more. It's a magged rifle, and that's the only thing that really stops people from using it, because it's, you've got to have mags with it rather than loading in like you do with the Winchester and the Blaze. You can just have the ammo stack in your inventory. But with the Savannah, you need to have at least two mags for it to be a viable sniper. Do you know what I mean? Like, so,
yeah. It's the recoil that kills me on it, though, man. Like, it's very... If you're scoped in on a hunting... Like I said, I like to zoom right in on a hunting scope. You take a shot, you don't know where that's landed. And 9 times out of 10, I'm not hitting my first shot. You know, I need to know how to make my adjustments. So Savannah is basically off the books for me.
I think I'm going to get most of my sniper facts from is a watch. Probably the best sniper in the game is Taupe. And Taupe will always go for a Mosin. Secondly to that, he'll always go to a Tundra if he's on the 308 side of life. And he very rarely will go Blaze or Savannah.
Yeah.
It's the inconsistencies he doesn't like. But then saying that now, I mean, the big daddy just comes in the room like, you know, oh yeah, the DMR. Yeah, Kool-Aid guys broke through the
wall.
That's
the thing. It's so rare. Yeah. I have not found it. I've never found the DMR.
I have on the Battle Royale modded one.
Oh, no, that's a lie. I found it on the experimental when they spawned you into the fucking Northwest Airfield.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was cool.
That was sick.
Yeah. I like it when we played the Battle Royale the weekend. I was like, bloody hell, this fucking server's stacked. The loot's amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, DMR is the one. That is going to be the pinnacle. People are going to be looking for that.
SV98.
I still believe that the two lowest tier snipers, the SSG and the Pioneer, are underrated.
They are definitely really good mid-tier guns. I don't think they should be found on the coast. I think they should be found in, like, Dolina, Mista, places like
Starry.
That, you know? Yeah. Starry,
Novi.
I think that's where they are found, but I think there should be more of them. I think you should be, like, almost guaranteed to find one of those weapons there.
You're almost guaranteed to find a Pioneer on the police cars that pop up.
Yes. Yeah, the incidents.
Guaranteed it. And then I think it's probably about 72% I've found every single time I've gone to Novi PD, I've found an SSG there.
Yeah. You find a lot of SSGs on Zero Essica, I find.
Yeah.
They're everywhere on Zero Essica. If you want to find one,
if you don't know about these, so one of them's got a integral scope that's already built in, so you can't change it. And it's basically a like a PU, but not as zoomed in.
No, I think...
Is that the best way?
I honestly don't know, but I think it's the same. At least it feels the same to me.
I don't think it's as zoomed in by a 0.1 or something. Not massively. It's pretty much the same scope. But with the Pioneer, it's a NATO rail, so you can put on you can put a red dot on if you fucking want. But you can put a ACOG on there, which makes it really nice. I know it's only 5.56, and the other one is baby AK ammo, 74 ammo. But it's they're still good. They pack a punch to a point. I just wish you're very rarely in that phase where you can use it.
What? Oh yeah, you mean because when you get to find it, you're already on your way to higher tier places.
Not even that. You know what I mean? Like you. very, you got a high chance of finding a Winchester or a Blaze at Devil's Castle or Novi summer camp.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And you've only just found yourself the Pioneer or the SSG, and so you've just gone, you know what, fuck that. The only time it sort of starts pushing its way into the higher tiered places is when no one can find anything else, and you've dropped your Pioneer or SSG at Novi and found a Winchester, and then that person's like, fuck. Do you know what I mean? They're just behind you and they're picking up your scraps.
Yeah.
Or it's you are very undergeared and you've taken the weirdest route and got lost and somehow found yourself like in like Cabanino with that, and you're like, I need to kill someone or kill myself. It's fine, either way.
I mean, you find them in like those chicken coops and stuff like that, don't you? Like a Savannah or a Winchester or a Blaze. So I get what you're saying. They're kind of, by the time you've got that weapon and you've got a sight for it, if it's the scout, and you've got a magazine and you've got ammo, you're in the same area where you can find a Blaze or a Winchester. And I get there might be a little bit more common than a Blaze, Winchester and all that stuff, a Savannah, but not that much, I don't think. At least it doesn't feel like that. I never really have a problem finding something like that.
No. I just want to touch on one more thing about snipers.
Please.
On the end is, got to remember sometimes with a sniper, the PU scope on a Mosin, you can look down the iron sights still.
Yeah.
Where on the NATO ones, you can't. So you've got to actually have the scope off the weapon. So sometimes, close combat.
Hang on, can you?
Yeah.
On a Mosin, you can use scroll wheel and look down the iron sights. On a Mosin.
Yeah, you can look underneath the, you can look underneath the,
I know you can on SKS. Honestly, I've not used a Mosin in so fucking long, I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, SKS. I believe it's the same thing. The PU scope allows you, because the way it is, it's like a side-mounted sort of scope. It allows you to still look down the barrel of whatever weapon you're using. So it still is able to be used as an infantry-type weapon for, you know, someone that's within, you know, 5 meters of you. Rather than you zoomed in and you could see their fucking pimple on the neck or something.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Fucking disgusting, dude.
but then on the other end of the scale, a blaze and a Winchester without any sights are actually not terrible either.
I was gonna say, I think they've got one of the cleanest iron sights in the game. They're so nice.
Yeah. It's really good. Like, they're really nice ones without scope. So actually, to find some of these sniper rifles without the scope is actually quite good. But then obviously you've got the SVD, which is pants without a scope. You've got the SV-98 now that is irrelevant without a scope because it has no iron sight.
What
does it not? Yeah, same. I think the DMR has a small iron sight, but it's not great.
Right.
So these higher tier weapons are not actually great until you've got them a scope.
Yeah. Well, it looks like the image that Daisy shared about the SV-98, it does have an iron sight, but I'm not sure what it looks like.
Yeah. 9 times out of 10 with these ones have the picketing rails, or the, you know, the scope rail, they are very shit without it. Apart from obviously the standard M4 that everyone just takes off the iron sight or anything, and they just use the front.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to worry about lining it up or keeping it, do we? We ain't got worrying about any of that. It's just aim.
Okay. Anything else you want to bring up apart from your dinner?
Apart from all this cum you've been guzzling.
Fuck it. No, that went deep.
It did. It very much did.
I love your dick. I wanted a meal, not a tiny snack.
Well, ran my dick so far down your throat, I'll be able to feel what you had for breakfast.
Why have we gone unsavory again? That geezer
This was quite an educational and informative, and actually, like, regular, normal podcast. What's happened?
I also want to mention something, actually. This guy that said that our podcast is mainly about dick jokes and stuff. I hope he didn't join the Discord and see Oysted's message straight away. I retract the shout out to Oysted, like, because he has made our Discord an unsavory place and an unsafe place for people to come into. We've cleaned it up now. We've got the mop and bucket out, and now it's a safe place.
Well, anyway, let's move on to video of the week.
deployable pie pods in a prone position.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
As I have come up, Andy, with the tip, or many tips, I think video of the week can be your idea. I'll quite happily do the intro, but have you got one in mind?
No.
Just do one to do with Battle Royale.
Yeah, like, hang on.
Freshborn's one.
Ah, yes, I do.
Okay. So, video of the week, Video of the week today is brought to you by Andy from the Daisy Friendly Daisy podcast.
Fucking hell. You got one job, Dave.
He's just from some random podcast.
Just random Andy.
Yeah, random Andy.
This video is not from Andy from Daisy a Friendly podcast. It's actually from Receding Man. Now, he's been a guest on our show a couple of times. We've interviewed him twice, didn't we? Well, I think we had two episodes back to back with Receding Man.
We did, yeah.
Because he just gave us too much. He just gave us everything he had and we couldn't say no. And he just keeps on giving. He has made a new video all about the Karma Crew server coming to console. I do want to add on to this. His video before that was so funny. This is not winning video of the week, but it was all about PC versus console, and it was hilarious. However, this week's winner is Receding Man doing in his own little special way, announcing and dissecting the news that the Karma Crew have created a server for console. As he is a console player, he's king of the consoles.
He's the king of the swingers console, jungle VIP.
It's got 5k views in the last 3 days, which is brilliant. That's really good. Bastard. It makes me a little bit.
I've never liked him anyway.
No, I never liked him.
Fair play, Dino. You're smashing it on the console. You're flying that flag.
What a legend. So go watch it. We'll link it in our Discord, won't we, Dave?
I will.
Because you are now the king of... video custodian of the week extraordinaire.
Custodian of the links.
Fair enough. We'll take that.
Sweet. I'll take it.
Friendly? Now, do I need to come up with a new theme tune for Just the Tip?
Not really.
All right, then. Just the Tip.
Drum roll, please. I swear that's just your tongue moving. Just a tip today, okay? We've mentioned it during it, when this episode was about sniping. And like I said, this is some IRL stuff that actually transforms to the game very well. The tip itself is aim small, miss small. Aim for a small target and you will miss that small target by a little bit. Aim for a big target and you'll miss that target by a big bit. So aim for something smaller. Try and aim for someone's button on a shirt rather than the shirt, because you're going to miss that shirt by a shirt. But if you miss that button by a button, you still hit your target.
That makes like so much sense. And I really, that's so understandable. You know what I mean? Like you go, oh. Of course. Obviously, there's a lot to put it into practice and it's going to take practice. But
and concentration.
It's definitely something you can use and add into your mantra of sniping. You know, if you want to shoot someone in their head, aim for their nose or aim for their in between their eyes or something like that, not just aim for their head.
100%. Like if you're just aiming for their helmet and... You hit the wrong helmet, it's fine.
They might walk off with a limp. We don't want that. Yes, we want them to die.
We don't want them to die.
Good tip. I like it.
100%. We really fought hard and long and hard about that one. Fucking hell, Wasted. What have you done?
All his dick jokes.
Mom! Mom, shut the door to my basement, will you? Fuck.
Oi! Episode. What episode number, Dave?
We are... This episode now is episode 77.
It fucking is, bro. 77 episodes!
Yes!
That's mad. Plus we got like the bonus 4 episodes over Christmas.
Yeah.
Which we didn't count in to the numbers. But 77 episodes. These guys, for... I don't know whether they're stupid or just simply loyal, are still listening to us. 77 episodes in. However, can't thank them enough.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. He's been Andy.
And I've been Dave.
Oh, Jesus!
We've not done that for a long time.
I know. That's what I wanted to do it again.
Thanks for everyone that's been jumping into the YouTube streams recently as well. I know I've been running live for a little bit, trying to get some stream settings up nice, but I think I've got it now. So I'm going to go do a little bit of streaming after this episode. Maybe we'll play,
and once he's nailed that, he'll sort out my Twitch ones.
Once I've nailed the Twitch ones, I'll nail your mum.
Okay.
Once I've nailed your mum, I'll nail your dad. Once I've...
And then I've done that, I'll nail your dad. I worked the full family tree.
And we slowly descended into chaos in the end. You know, let's not lie. That's what you're here for. Who even plays DayZ anyway?
Who even him? Because we fucking don't sometimes. I remember one of the tips was give yourself a break from the game.
Yep, don't take burn a break. Out.
Still make sure it's relevant to you and you enjoy it.
Fuck yeah, baby. All right. Well, love you as always. Thank you so much. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars on all the platforms apart from Google Podcasts, because that's not a thing anymore.
No. And hopefully you guys have amalgamated onto a nicer platform.
Until next week.
Ciao for now.
Very nice.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.